Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
People who are vaccinated and then get infected with Omicron may be primed to overcome a broad range of coronavirus variants. Early research is suggesting. Good morning to you, Professor Adrian Puren, Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. How are you?
Right, thank you very much. Good to chat. Although I'm sure this is filled with its own controversies, no doubt.
Yeah, but easier, less emotive. Well, I don't know.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, I was just going to say it'll be a different crew stepping in now to chat about this. All right. So, what's the research showing us?
Well, I think this is very interesting research, and it goes with all the other types of research. You know, it's about I'm not sure if it's the right term, but it has been used, is so-called hybrid immunity. In other words, if you had previous exposure to what is called natural infection, followed by, for example, vaccination, or the other way around, if you've had natural infections, it's thought that the re-exposure enhances your immune responses. And in fact, it does cover, it looks like, a range of protective effects. I know some of this particular paper looks, I think, at Delta, but I think there's another paper in the NEJM that's just come out as well that shows that natural infections, reinfections, for example, certainly gives you a level of protection against Omicron as well. It's not to the same extent, but it certainly is useful in terms of neutralization antibody responses. And one hopes that it extends to T cell response. My sense is that looking at some of the current resurgences that we have seen, the previous Omicron and now the second Omicron resurgence, that in fact the T cell responses most likely remain intact as well.
So is there a way to test a T cell response? Because when if somebody goes for a blood test to look at their antibody levels, is that T cells or is that something different?
So they are, as you quite rightly say, there are two aspects to the immune response. Well, there are multiple. But the ones that we do measure, that the public becomes aware of, are the antibody responses. And so those are done in the laboratory to see the extent of what we call neutralization. So they take the patient's plasma or serum and put that in the context of a so-called pseudovirus that has the antigens or the membrane binding proteins, for example, or that express those, and see what extent these particular sera or plasma can prevent infection of cells. The other is to look at so-called T cell responses, and that looks at isolating those particular T cells and again looking at their specific responses in terms of preventing an infection, for example. So those are the types of approaches that are used. The T cell responses, both the T cell and the neutralizing antibody responses, not routinely done in terms of providing patient results. There are types of assays that do this, but again, it's not necessarily a one-to-one correspondence, and it's always sometimes difficult to interpret, but it can be done in a diagnostic setting as well.
Right. But the research is showing that the vaccines are having more and more positive impact.
Both the vaccines as well as, for example, in this particular instance, reinfections, for example, are also shown to be protective or to give some levels of protection. But again, with Omicron, it's not to the same extent because of immune evasion, but it does certainly exist. However, again, I would like to discourage the idea that you should go and seek to become infected. I think, because of the risks associated with that, it's better to be vaccinated.
In terms of where we are with this fifth wave or surge, how are we looking?
Yeah, so we have the resurgence. And again, the testing numbers are not to the same extent as the previous resurgence, but there's a high degree of positivity. I'm not sure if it's slowing down or not, but we'll have a look. But it's always difficult to interpret some of these trends. But there's certainly that dissociation or uncoupling between hospitalizations and death. I know that it's a lag indicator, but so far those indicators are not dramatically increasing in parallel with the numbers of infected individuals. And I think the excess mortality as well from the MRC certainly is in line with that. So I think we can expect a wave that certainly the numbers of infected individuals are certainly significant, but that at least our hospitals will not be overwhelmed and the morbidity and mortalities should be low.
So let's hope that is the case, Professor Adrian Puren. Thank you, as always, for chatting to us. Professor Adrian Puren is the Executive Director of the National Institute for Communicable Diseases. Are vaccinated people who have been infected with COVID-19 primed from other COVID-19 variants?